Ja, dankie vir almal se boodskap vanoggend. Ek dink ek kan eintlik net sê amen en dan kan ons huis toe gaan. Ja, ek besef net weer eens dat ons as gemeente is daar om mekaar te stig. En dit gaan nie altyd oor die persoon wat woord bring of die voorstaan nie, maar hoe oop is ons om van mekaar te ontvang. Ja, thank you very much for that. Ek gaan bilingual wees vanoggend. So I'm also going to accommodate those who can only speak English. I'll speak my best Spanglish. I will really try. Maar as ek moeg raak, dan gaan ek oor na Afrikaans toe. Is daar iemand wat hierso is en jy voel jy het gebed nodig vir, jy voel jy siek of daar is iets spesifiek waarvoor jy gebed nodig het? Ek wil ek vra net om jou hand op te steek. Is daar miskien iemand wat graag wil jy iemand met vir hom bid vir genesing hierso vir oggend? Niemand nie. Is daar iemand? Dankie. Kom ons maak dit ons oor toe en kom ons jou bid. As mense sommer wat nabij al staan, vaak in bid. Ek is net uitgedaag vir ons as gesin. Weet ons lees uit die woord dat ons mekaar moet bid. Maar hoe gereeld bid ons mekaar in 'n gesinverband? Jy voel dit nie lekker, jy voel nie lekker nie of jy het 'n hoofpyn. Draai ons dadelik na die Here toe en sê, kom ons bid vir mekaar, eerder as om net oor 'n ding te gesels of 'n hoofpynpil te dra. Ek weet nie hoekom ek dit deel nie. Miskien beteken dit iets vir iemand vanoggend. So 'n paar weke terug, skus vir die van julle wat weet, is hier, my naam is Rian. Ek is gelukkig getroud met 'n vrou genaamd Mina, saam met 3 kinders. Die Here herinner my net deur wat vanoggend gedeel is, jy weet dat mense moet dink aan dit wat die Here gedoen het. Veral ook om vorentoe te kyk. Partykeer vergeet ons conveniently oor wat die Here kom doen het. Many times we forget about what God has done. And we must revisit that times. The times that God came through for us. God is always good. Ons net nooit vergeet. Die Here is daar, hy's vir ons en dit gaan nie altyd oor 'n gemaklike tyd nie. Baie keer dan wonder ons hoekom gebeur elke ding heeltyd so. Dit voel of alles hierdie week, soos hierdie week, die snaakse goed het gebeur by die werk, by die huis. Ek voel net so wat gebeur. En ek in daai tyd, dis net die Here prys en ons ook om rig op hom. 'N paar weke terug toe het my vrou iemand raakgeloop in 'n bekende winkel in die dorp en sy vra toe vir haar, "Hoe gaan dit met jou?" En sy vra vir wat is die woord van die Here wat jy mee rondloop? En my vrou deel dit toe en dit het my nogal baie laat dink en my geïnspireer. Hoe gaan ek om met die woord wat die Here met my deel? As ek tyd met die Here spandeer of as ek loop en die Here praat met my, how faithful am I with the word that God lays on my heart? Do I pray about it? Do I chew about it? Do I share it? Do I have boldness to share it? Or do I park it at the mall? Like at a mall, the car is idling. And now we switch off the engine. And now we go about our daily doings. We go doing our groceries and we do life. En ons los party keer, dit wat die Here met ons deel, los ons daar. En dan gaan ons aan. En toe gevra is om iets te deel vir oggend. Toe dink ek baie aan dit wat die Here my op die oomblik besig is om my te werk. En dis die tema van vanoggend en ek wil ek julle deel maak van my reis vanoggend. So dis 'n journey wat ek stap. Die Here het nog nou nie, ek is besig om daardeur te werk en ek vertrou die Here vir genesing in 'n area. Glo so 'n area in my lewe, 'n blind spot wat Daniel gedeel het. Dankie vir daai, ek dink is belangrik dat jy jouself omring met mense. You must put yourself in a position of other people who can see blind spots in your life. To say, I see that and that. It's baie belangrik. En dit waar die Here met my deel is, to lay down my pride, om my trots neer te lê. So, maand of wat terug by die werk, gaan ek deur 'n tyd van bietjie frustrasie. Ons almal het mos persoonlikhede, en dit verskil mos. En almal dink nie soos jy nie. Almal wil nie 'n ding so vinnig soos jy gedoen het nie. En baie keer frustreer my. So it frustrates me. Sometimes I feel I'm running against the wall. And there was something specific I had to do, and it involved something with another department. And when I came at the person just told me, after I tried to explain, no, you're late. Oh, but I lost it. En ja, en ek praat toe met die persoon in kras woorde, kras Afrikaanse woorde, en ja, in very bad English, foul language. And he took it very personally, obviously. And I said sorry afterwards, many times. And when I thought about it afterwards, sure, I was justifying myself. I'm like thinking, come on, man. I'm trying my best here. I'm trying here to please you with this document. And I said, no, like, I'm sorry. I'm not going to say sorry the whole time for everything. Ek wil nie elke vir elke liewe klein dingetjie jammer sê nie. Ja, en die Here kom wys my uit dit. Dit is 'n groot trots in my lewe. It's a big part of pride in my life, and I couldn't understand. It's like, okay, what does that have to do with pride? Wat het dit te doen met trots? En toe die Here bietjie begin werk aan my raak in dit. And that only scratched the surface. Jy weet, soos as jy 'n ou boek kry, weet as jy partyke jou boek rak leeg maak, dan kry jy soos 'n ou boek wat eintlik 'n oulike boek is, en jy blaas in die stof gaan, jy weet, so. The dust went everywhere. But you see the book now. Something's got to happen. Ons gaan lekker uit 'n paar skrifte lees, en ons gaan laat die woord ons riglyne gee. So let's what's blind English? Let's page. Let's turn to 1 John 2 verse 15 to 17. 1 Johannes 2 vers 15 tot 17. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life, comes not from the Father, but from the world. The world and its desires pass away, but whoever does the will of God lives forever. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life. Kom staan 'n bietjie stil by the lust of the flesh. I truly believe that one of the iniquities of today's generation is instant gratification. So good thing now. And it's convenient, jy weet, as jy enigiets bestel, want jy het binnekort. But we want something now. The lust of the flesh. En ek weet nie van julle nie, dit wat ek lees uit die woord, dit vat baie keer jare vir God se belofte om tot stand te kom. It takes years, not like that. Lord, I want this fixed now. En dis wat ek lees in die woord. Die Here kan dit doen. Ek voel vir my daai geduld is in die drein af. Also, lust of the flesh, keeping up with the Joneses. And I don't know about you, but you know, the special skill of marketing makes you want something that you don't need. And we must be careful regarding the agenda of our hearts. It's fine buying something, but many times we must actually go and inspect our hearts. What is behind that? Is it deep discontentment with this world? As jy meet yourself, jy hou dit op in ander mense. Jy het net nie genoeg nie. Lust of the flesh. Lust of the eyes. Wat het doen met lust? God has made male and female. And God has made beautiful males and beautiful females. So as 'n vrou of 'n man daar stap, en jy dink, sure, dis 'n mooi vrou, dis 'n mooi man, die Here skaap, mooi mense. Wie glo die Here skaap heerlike mense? Who believes God creates ugly people? Anyone in the house? No. I believe God created beautiful people. So dis fyn om te dink, as 'n aantreklike man, 'n aantreklike vrou. Maar daar stop die bak. En baie keer kom ons so in die patroon af van om die gedagte verder te vat. But it's something that happens when you give a foothold to the enemy. It's like a pattern. kom heel te daai. Voor jy jouself kry sukkel jy heeltyd met daai gedagtes. What we do with that thoughts? Do we take it captive immediately? Are we in that pattern to take it captive immediately? Here is as ek vat daai gedagtes gevangene in die naam van Jesus. The third part, the pride of life, which is very interesting for me, is the correlation between these three. The lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. And I want us to each turn, I believe that the church must also edify each other. It's not about the person, one person bringing the word. So can we turn to each other, three or four together, and just discuss, just quickly in 2 minutes' time, what does the pride of life mean to you? What do you think means the pride of life? Weet jy wat sê die Afrikaans? Trotsheid van die lewe. Wat sê die Afrikaans? Selfverheffing van die lewe. Ja, dis 'n mooi Afrikaans. So I'll give you about 2 minutes. Okay, so I'm just going to ask some of the groups just to give feedback, just very short.
We said that a big thing is sort of self-importance, where everything's got to go your way and my way, and I want to do it my way, and I don't care about anybody else, and that's not how it should be.
Sorry, I just want to add one thing about it, is even something that I learned through Calvary, the little book that we did in our cell groups, is that even in my relationship with God, being self-sacrificial is almost like there's still a little bit of pride even in that, in the way I do it, in the way I speak about certain things. And the choices that I make is almost like I want to be seen in my choices and how selfish I can be in even in that relationship with the Lord and stuff that I do.
all these three things are the three greatest temptations that humans face. So the craving for physical pleasure, that's obviously what it is, that's lust and that. And then craving for everything we see, that's materialism and money and that thing. And then the last one was the pride in our achievements and possessions, that's the craving for glory, self-glory. So those are our three temptations. So that's what you see in the world, and especially like politicians, they like in the limelight, so we see it obviously with them. Those are the three areas where they fall, either the money, steal the money, or they have an immoral lifestyle, or they just want to be in that position because they want the power and they want the self-glory. But it's not just politicians, all humans battle with those three main things. Yeah.
Okay, for us, when we're discussing, it's sometimes not being able to apologize from the other side, just because I'm having an argument with my partner or with my kid, even though I know the kid is right, but because I'm the father, I'll tell myself, no, he's gonna apologize. So something like that, and not being able to be willing to go a step further, like what has been said, like every time thinking about myself, not putting myself in the shoes of the next person. So just because it's you, no, buddy, I'm sorry, I'm not gonna be able to do that. Because what I'm doing best. So it also becomes pride, like maybe in our workplaces, I do better than you. Of which you're not taking yourself into the position of the next person, like how do they feel if I do it together with them?
Nee, ons het gesê Rian uitgebrei het oor die lust of the flesh, is dit lust of the eyes, waar jy nou 'n man en 'n vrou sien, het ons net, of dis wat ek gesê het, dit gaan nie altyd oor die man of die vrou wat jy sien nie, dit gaan ook oor, jy het 'n craving, jou oë sien iets wat jy koop met die oog, so jy het 'n craving vir 'n nuwe bakkie of 'n nuwe dit, so dat jy het 'n honger na iets wat op die aarde is. En ons moes eers 'n vertaling gedoen het, want ons het in die ESV iets gelees wat dit so 'n bietjie anders te verduidelik wat praat van possessions in daai laaste gedeelte. So ja, ons het nie regtig uitgebrei op dit nie, maar hier twee skrifte uitgekom buiten dit wat ons half wat hy gesê het en wat ek vanoggend actually of gisteraand ook geervaar het is waar ons actually moet strewe na to store up treasures in heaven en nie om ja, ek dis maar wat hy uitgekom het.
Dankie julle. Toe ek hiernatoe geloof het, ek in my tone gevoel het. As iemand wil kom handel op my tone, asseblief. So the Lord showed me a very big gap in my life, and it's regarding humility, nederigheid. En hierdie leemte van nederigheid het begin om te manifesteer in die klein dinge, en het raak later groter. This lack of humility, it's like a snowball effect. It starts small, and grows bigger. It's almost like a type of sickness, like a virus. And I can see it, especially how I approach the kingdom of God. Mens dink nie baie daaraan nie, hoe ons die koninkryk van God nader. Die Here gee in sy woord vir ons 'n opdrag, om disciples te maak van alle nasies. So wat default met ons gaan en die evangelie verkondig. En die Here sê ons nou spesifieke goed op jou hart ook, om te deel en aan watter groep. Maar voor ek my kon kry by default, is dit vir my makliker om my evangelie te verkondig aan 'n spesifieke kultuurgroep. En ek vra die Here maar, hoekom is dit so? Iemand van 'n spesifieke sosio-ekonomiese status, hoekom is dit vir my makliker? Hoekom is dit vir my moeiliker om die evangelie te deel met iemand wat wealthy is? Why is it difficult for me to share the gospel of someone that has a lot of funds and is wealthy? Why? Sometimes a fear grapples me. What will the person think? I might be intimidated. So 'n paar weke terug het ons so dans gehad. In the area, and me and my wife, we were really looking forward to it, and so lots of dancing. We didn't find even yellow but not dance the sun any. Number like my sonders. But I'm willing to repent. So it was a lack of date, but sure, I just realize how lost people can be, especially young people. Oh, it's absolutely devastating. I couldn't see the fruits of God and what they say and how they're acting. And I just realized there's a portion of people in this area, production managers, farmers, name it. It's kind of like the untouchables. It feels like those people, or a lot of people think they are fine. Because of the money that they have, the wealth that they have. Ek dink ek is so right. En dis 'n groot deception. En ons moet nie bang wees om die evangelie aan almal te verkondig nie. Jesus wil hê ons moet die evangelie aan almal verkondig, ongeag jou sosio-ekonomiese status. Let's have that boldness, even to go to the richest guy in Sirius, to share. Hey, listen here, sure, how is it going? Have you given your life to Jesus? Kom ons het daai boldness. Ek is regtig devastated vir al die die jong boere in die omgewing. Dis mense wat personeel moet bestuur, wat 'n groot impak het op mense se lewens. Yes, die baie van die jong boere, die ouens is verlore. Ek weet nie of julle dit sien nie, maar ek sien dit. Kom ons wees die lig vir mense. Kom ons wees nie bang om soos Jesus met mense te gaan eet het nie, om deel te raak van hulle lewe. Dat mense kan sien die lig. En ons moet versigtig wees wat ons toelaat met ons oë en wat ons toelaat wanneer ons saam kuier. What we say, the jokes that we make during braais. Many times something is said and we laugh and there's things that are shared over WhatsApp. But a lot of the things goes deeper. Ons is rarig ons moet regtig begin retrospeksie neem rakende waaroor ons lag en wat ons dink. Dis eintlik goed wat in ons hart is, dat ons eintlik voor die Here moet neerlê. Ons moet repent van dit. We must repent of that. It's the small foxes that spoil the vineyard. The Lord has showed me that my struggle with pride has a lot to do with how I see people. Do I see them through the world's eyes or do I see them through God's eyes? And deeper than that, my definition of love. How I love, how I speak to people, hoe ek optree teenoor mense, is dit 'n refleksie van die Bybelse definisie van liefde. So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 13. 1 Corinthians 13 verse 1 to 13. Wil iemand dit vir ons lees? Someone to read it.
Though I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I have become as sounding brass or a clanging cymbal. And though I have prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains, but I have not love, I am nothing. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned, but I have not love, it profits me nothing. Love suffers long and is kind. Love does not envy. Love does not parade itself, is not puffed up, does not behave rudely, does not seek its own, is not provoked, thinks no evil, does not rejoice in iniquity, but rejoices in the truth, bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never fails. But whether there are prophecies, they will fail. Whether there are tongues, they will cease. Whether there are knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect has come, then that which is in part will be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see in a mirror, dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know just as I am also known. And now abide faith, hope, and love, these three, but the greatest of these is love.
I'm just going to repeat what love is. Love is patient. Love is kind. It does not envy. It does not boast. Love is not proud. It does not dishonor others. It is not self-seeking. Love is not easily angered. It keeps no record of wrongs. Love does not delight in evil, but rejoices with the truth. It always protects, always trusts, always hopes, always perseveres. Ek weet van julle nie, maar hierdie gee 'n vars nuwe definisie aan liefde. Hoeveel van ons kan regtig sê ons het lief soos dit? En soos ek dit lees, besef ek net, ek het nodig dat die Here vir my 'n kapasiteit gee om mense so lief te hê. In ons gesin, ons kinders, ons manne en ons vrouens. As nie daar is, let ask God to give us the capacity to love, like the scripture have said. James 4 verse 1 to 12. James 4 verse 1 to 12. What causes fights and quarrels among you? Don't they come from your desires that battle within you? You desire, but do not have, so you kill. You covet, but you cannot get what you want, so you quarrel and fight. You do not have because you do not ask God. When you ask, you do not receive, because you ask with wrong motives, that you may spend what you get on your pleasures. You adulterous people, don't you know that friendship with the world means enmity against God? Therefore, anyone who chooses to be a friend of the world becomes an enemy of God. Or do you think Scripture says without reason that he jealously longs for the Spirit he has caused to dwell in us? But he gives us more grace. That is why Scripture says, God opposes the proud, but shows favor to the humble. Submit yourselves then to God, resist the devil, and he will flee from you. Come near to God, and he will come near to you. Wash your hands, you sinners, and purify your hearts, you double-minded. Grieve, mourn, and wail. Change your laughter to mourning and your joy to gloom. Humble yourselves before the Lord, and he will lift you up. Brothers and sisters, do not slander one another. Anyone who speaks against a brother or sister or judges them, speak against the law and judges it. When you judge the law, you are not keeping it, but sitting in judgment on it. There is only one lawgiver and judge, the one who is able to save and destroy. But you, who are you to judge your neighbor? Just my experience this week and the scripture, God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. Het voel vir my, die vijand probeer baie dinge doen, sodat ons trots raak. The enemy knows what stands in scripture. God opposes the proud but shows favor to the humble. So as ons met trots sukkel, if we struggle with pride, don't try to fight the enemy first. Scripture says, submit to God. Resist the devil and he will flee from you. Come near to God and he will come near to you. Kom ons humble onself voor God. Let us humble ourselves before God. And God has showed me that my pride towards people flows out my pride against God. Do I humble myself regularly before God? Do I surrender myself regularly before him? Hier het my kom wys, trotsheid is soos 'n damwal wat die water ophou. Hou die water op. En hierdie trotsheid het ook nie te doen met hoe jy optree teenoor ander mense nie en wat jy sê nie. But this pride also have to do with when people rebuke you, when people see blind spots in your life. I'm so glad Hanely brought it up. It's so important. When people say something to you, and I truly believe many times people do say it out of love, what is your first reaction? Is jy op jou perkie, is jy eerste verdedigend? Nee, maar dit en dit en dit en dit en dit. And I just want to encourage us just to listen and later go pray about it. If you struggle a little bit with what I've been said, go and ask God to show you these blind spots. Show you whether it is the truth. En dit is hoe ons groei. As ons besef wat is daai blinde kolle, this is how we grow. And how we act upon it. People say it out of love. People share it and you have positioned yourself towards that. And it's also a way to see whether you are deceived. Baie keer maak ons besluite. Ons deel dit nie met mense nie. Baie keer vir 'n rede. Wat gaan hulle nou daarvan sê? But let trust God and share it. And ask the person with an important decision. Can you please pray about it? I just want to know whether this is from God. Or the action of the thing that I have said. Am I deceived? Is this really from God? En ek wil afsluit met Filippense 1 vers 1 tot 11. I like a thing sweet and short, like the movie from Leon Schuster. Sweet and short. Philippians 1 verse 1 to 11. You know, the reason why I don't take specific scriptures, a single verse, because I want to start reading the word more in context, within the chapter, and also within the broader book. Philippians 1 verse 1 to 11. Paul and Timothy, servants of Christ Jesus, to all God's holy people in Christ Jesus at Philippi, together with the overseers and deacons, grace and peace to you from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. I thank my God every time I remember you. In all my prayers for all of you, I always pray with joy because your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, being confident of this, that he began a good work in you, will carry it on to completion until the day of Christ Jesus. It is right for me to feel this way about all of you since I have you in my heart, and whether I am in chains or defending and confirming the gospel, all of you share in God's grace with me. God can testify how I long for all of you with the affection of Christ Jesus. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, so that you may be able to discern what is best and may be pure and blameless for the day of Christ, filled with the fruit of righteousness that comes through Jesus Christ to the glory and praise of God. And this is my prayer, that your love may abound more and more in knowledge and depth of insight, that you may be able to discern what is best. So Lord, our prayer this morning, Lord, is that you show us what is in our heart, Lord. Show us the stinking pride in our hearts, Lord, that keep us from sharing your gospel, that keep us from loving people the way that you want us to love people. The way that you want us to speak with people, how we treat people, Lord. Show us this pride, Lord, and deliver us from this pride, Lord. Jesus, you humble yourself to the point of death on the cross, and who are we not to humble ourselves before you, Lord? En as jy hier is vir oggend en die Here praat met jou oor trots, and God speaks to you about pride in your heart, I just want you to be bold and just raise up your hand and say to Jesus, Jesus, I surrender. I want you to deliver me from this pride in my heart, Lord. And maybe believe the lie that I'm better than someone else. For whatever reason, Lord. Because I have been saved, or because I have more money, Lord. Or because this is the way I do things, Lord. Let's reach out our hands to God and surrender our hearts. So, Lord, we repent of pride in our hearts, Lord. We lay it at your feet, Lord. Show us your heart this morning, Lord. Give us the capacity to love, Lord. Like you say in your word, Lord. Thank you for what you've done on the cross, Lord. Thank you that you have set us free, Lord. The veil has been torn. Thank you, Lord, that we can enter the throne room of God with boldness, Lord, just as we are. We humble ourselves, Lord, and we bow down before you, Lord. We just declare, Lord, that you are the King of Kings and you are our Savior. Jesus, U is ons gesalfde Redder, Here. Sure, Lord, when we sang that song, when the end is near and my heart is fading, Lord. How I long to one day, sure, be just with you, Lord. How I long for you, Lord. Our hearts long for you. For you, Jesus. I would just like to ask that those who raised their hands, please keep them raised. And I would just want people that surround you just to pray with you. And I just want you to just to audibly declare who Jesus is in your life and just to lay it down. And while worship music is playing in the background, let's minister to each other. Let's pray to each other. And while we're worshiping, if there's something else on your heart, a prayer that you might need, please also raise your hand and the person next to you will pray for you.